Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi everyone, I'm Price Wooldridge, a rare disease patient myself, and voice for Flash Briefings from SMA News Today. Among people with spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, and other neuromuscular disorders, participation in adapted sports is associated with greater self-esteem, lesser depression, and a better quality of life, a study shows. The study, Psychological Impact of Sport Activity in Neuromuscular Disorders, was published in Neurological Sciences. Exercise has well-established benefits for physical health, especially increased muscle strength and endurance. But being involved in sports can also have mental health benefits. Such activities are often a good way to facilitate friendships and interpersonal bonding. There isn't a lot of published scientific research concerning people with physical disabilities and participation in sports, and most research to date has focused on its physical effects. In this study, researchers set out to determine how being involved in sports, which includes wheelchair hockey and tennis, swimming, and disability gymnastics, affected mental health in people with genetic neuromuscular disorders or conditions that affect the nervous and muscular systems. Standardized questionnaires assessing self-esteem, quality of life, activities of daily living, anxiety, depression, and a questionnaire to assess personality traits such as socialization and social confidence to 38 disabled athletes. Of them, 12 had SMA type 2 or 3, and 26 had various muscular dystrophies. Their average age was 27.3. There were 32 males and 6 females. It's worthy of mention that some of our patients practice sport having total or severe disability and using power wheelchair with joystick controller, the researchers noted. Nevertheless, they, young or adult, were strongly engaged in high-level competitions, getting back feelings of pride and satisfaction. For comparison, the same questionnaires were given to a group of 39 non-athletes with the same conditions. Both groups were similar in terms of demographic factors including age, sex, marital status, education, and extent of disability as measured by the modified Barthel Index. Compared to the non-athlete group, athletes had significantly higher scores on the Rosenberg Self-Esteem Scale, which as its name suggests, measures self-esteem, 31.5 versus 28.3. Athletes also had significantly higher scores in the mental health, vitality, and role physical domains of the 36-item short-form questionnaire, which measures quality of life across multiple domains. For both these scales, higher scores indicated better self-esteem or measures of quality of life. Interestingly, both self-esteem and quality of life measures were significantly inversely correlated with age among non-athletes. That is, for individuals not involved in sport, self-esteem and quality of life scores tended to be lower or worse with increasing age. However, this association was not found among athletes, suggesting that sport could help ease the mental health toll that aging takes. Both athletes and non-athletes scored relatively low on the Beck Depression Inventory. Low scores indicate less depression, but scores were significantly lower among athletes, 5.1 versus 8.3. Athletes also scored significantly lower on the Lie Social Desirability domain of the Eisnick Personality Questionnaire Revised Version, or EPQ-R-L. This assesses the personality traits of a person and measures an individual's tendency to lie or act disingenuously in order to feel liked or to conform to social expectations. Lower EPQ-R-L score found in patients practicing sport are consistent with higher social own identity, better social adherence, and self-efficacy, suggesting the development of a firmer self-concept and a lower fear of social judgment, the researchers wrote. The sports context resulted as being extremely important for disabled individuals, assisting them in finding opportunities to experiment with new challenges, evaluate their own capabilities, gain confidence and a positive vision of their own corporal reality, as well as experiment successful situations when exposed to social evaluations. It should be emphasized that this study's findings are correlation, not causation. That is, although associations were drawn, the data do not directly support a cause and effect relationship. While it's possible that participation in sports improves mental health, it's equally plausible that people with better self-esteem are more likely to engage in sport. The researchers concluded, quote, "The results of our study support the sport practice as a complementary therapy to improve mental and social well-being, and encourage further studies on this topic."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. What would make life easier? Sounds like a simple question, but there are so many facets it's difficult to answer. Initially, my response to this question when posed on social media was the ability to move things with my mind. I'm thinking they wanted more practical responses, though. To answer it, I have to take into consideration what already makes life easier. From there, I can build on that to make my wish list. I don't like to dwell on what I can't do. Instead, I focus on what I can do. Key items allow me to do what I can. First and foremost, supportive family, friends, and staff. Next, removing barriers simplifies life. Finally, I would have to say technology makes life easier, namely my electric wheelchair. Each category has its own subset of items. That list is too extensive to start rattling off here. When I find myself struggling with something, I go through that list to figure out what will make it easier. Sometimes it's something as simple as asking for assistance or calling a friend for advice. Other times I'll figure out what's getting in my way. If I can change that aspect, it'll make things easier. If that doesn't work, I look for technology solutions. My current wish list includes a service dog, Jayco arm, and new wheelchair with added features. All big asks, so in the short term, I'll settle for functioning television. After a week of no television, my Alexa-enabled TV is scheduled to arrive for delivery today. What would make your life easier? Head over to our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.